It's estimated some 6,500 SNAP recipients could have lost their food stamps as a result of the change. New rules for qualifying hours kicked in today for single claimants without dependents who must be working at least 20 hours per week to remain in the scheme. Hours can include official unpaid voluntary work or job programs, as well as paid work. Oregon's Department of Human Services has been engaging with affected clients in a bid to minimize the impact, but admits that some will fall through the cracks. The changes have been slammed by concerned groups who insist it will impact the most vulnerable citizens, including those affected by homelessness. Tyler McInnes is from the Oregon Center for Public Policy.
These benefits are a lifeline for a lot of folks, and being cut off from a program like this in such a draconian way, it's certainly not going to help people become employed and find work. I mean, the goal of these rules are to encourage people to seek and find work. I think we need to reevaluate how these rules are structured. The idea at that time was it would be a way of promoting work and that states would provide enough workfare opportunities, job training programs, so that people could meet the work requirements and still maintain their SNAP benefits. You know, maintaining those kinds of programs can be very expensive for states, and a lot of states don't provide anywhere near the level of work training opportunities or workfare opportunities for people to be working to maintain their SNAP benefits, and that's the case here in Oregon. There just aren't enough work training opportunities for people who are impacted by these rule changes to comply, and so people are going to be, in effect, shut out from the program with what are really time limits kicking in. So folks who are cut off come April 1st, they will have used up their three-month grace period that's allotted for every 36 months. So they won't be eligible to reapply for SNAP benefits for about another 3 years.
That's a lifetime to some people in this situation, surely.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're talking about people falling through the cracks who are really going to be put into a hard situation. So it's certainly this is not good news for folks in Washington and Multnomah counties who are going to be impacted.
So, you know, do you guys and others who advocate and who campaign have a role in raising the profile of this issue in order to put some pressure on the likes of the federal and the state governments to try and find a way around this?
Yeah, we have been, and a number of advocates in the Portland metro area have been doing some really great work working with the Department of Human Services to make sure that the state is doing everything within its power to implement these changes effectively in a way that is the least harmful to folks in the community. But again, there's only so much the state can do. Ultimately, these rule changes are going to be needed to be changed on the federal level. So that's something I think that, you know, we in Oregon and hopefully our friends across the country can look to do in the near future, because we're certainly going to be seeing the drastic impacts that these rules will have in our communities.
And what about the wider impact? Robin Johnson is Multnomah County's food policy coordinator. She says the economic ripples will be felt throughout the community.
SNAP is a strong economic driver. So each of the people takes their SNAP dollars to a grocery store that employs checkers and stock people, and they buy their food from distributors and farmers. And we're going to feel the ripple effect of the loss of these federal dollars in our community. We know that SNAP helps the people who need it get the food that they need, but it also is a strong driver in our economy. And so we as a community are going to feel it not just in the loss to people at risk for hunger, but also people whose livelihoods depend on the grocery business and the trucking business and the purveyors and the retailers. We're all going to feel it. We're all going to feel this loss.
Many people are quite critical of the welfare system. You know, they feel that they're helping to fund people's negative lifestyles. But what you describe, of course, you know, is perhaps something that they themselves haven't thought about, is the wider economic impact of this.
I believe that we all want our friends and neighbors to do well and to be well. And SNAP is one of those programs that really contributes to individual well-being, the well-being of people, of workers, of families, and of our community. And so I'm really proud of the work that we've been able to do to spread the word. And we have been joined by so many organizations and who really understand that this change is going to be a tough one for the people who make up our community and the community at large.
DHS are urging concerned clients to contact them if they think they might be impacted. People in Multnomah County can speak to a case manager by calling 971-673-2422. Washington residents are asked to call 503-693-4769. Reporting for KBOO News, I'm Les Hudson.